Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin entered its strongest accumulation phase since January, and its derivatives open interest hit new peaks as futures and options volumes surged. In Austin, the Texas House approved Senate Bill 121 to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve, moving the state closer to formal adoption. Bitcoin is trading near $108,400, and its market capitalization topped $2.2 trillion on May 23, 2025. Derivatives open interest climbed to $80.9 billion in futures and $65 billion in options as traders eye targets between $116,000 and $120,000. It felt like loading a save in Legend of Zelda on a Game Boy, when every metric lined up for the next big breakout. The Texas House passed Senate Bill 121 by 101 to 42 votes to establish a Texas Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, granting investment authority to the comptroller. The measure now requires a concurrence vote in the Senate before Governor Greg Abbott can sign it. Avalanche surged 11% to around $25 after FIFA unveiled its dedicated Layer 1 blockchain on Avalanche Network to power digital collectibles and exclusive fan experiences. Asset manager VanEck announced the purpose-built fund launching in June to back Avalanche-based projects in AI gaming and more. Build on tokens exploded by 1,340% when World Liberty Financial, backed by the Trump family, revealed it acquired 636,000 tokens to support a USD1 stablecoin use case. Ahead of a private gala on May 22, 2025, 220 top Trump token holders sold ahead of the event, slashing the balance from 11 million to 7 million tokens. The sell-off drove Trump token down over 8% amid protests by Americans for Tax Fairness, Public Citizen, and Our Revolution, and prompted Congresswoman Maxine Waters to introduce the Stop Trump in Crypto Act hours earlier. Ledin announced it will adopt a Bitcoin-only loan model starting July 1, 2025, dropping support for Ether to simplify offerings and reduce client asset risk. Custody remains with Ledin or its partners. Kraken will list tokenized versions of more than 50 US stocks and ETFs, including Nvidia, Apple, and Tesla, on Solana, as X stocks redeemable one-to-one for cash around the clock for overseas customers. The CFTC signaled that crypto perpetual futures could trade in the US very soon, as Commissioner Summer Mercinger departs to lead the Blockchain Association, suggesting a new chapter for leveraged trading. On May 22nd, the Sui ecosystem was rocked by a $223 million Oracle manipulation attack on Cetus protocol. The team paused smart contracts to stem losses, and Sui token has since clawed back some value. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.